Protecting our environment seems to be the concern of many people. The concept of green consumerism has gained increasing attention over the last decade. Today, I'm interviewing a university professor, Jim Thompson, on green consumerism. Hello, Professor Thompson. Thanks for talking with us. You're an advocate of the green consumerism movement. So, what do you think is important in this movement?
I think that there are three essential keys to power this movement, including a more informed public, the development of improved technology, and a greater demand for recycled materials.
Can you give an example?
Let's use paper as an example. The first step is to raise public awareness about the recycling process, to explain the kinds of materials that can be recycled, and to provide ways to properly dispose of them. Local governments should educate the public on how to properly sort reusable materials from those like wax paper, carbon paper, and other paper that can't be recycled very easily, like food wrappers. Then, a system of collecting these sorted materials needs to be established.
So you mean enhancing public awareness is the first step, and this needs to be the government's effort?
Yes. Give the public information they can grasp, and then you will increase your chances of gaining followers.
And you also mentioned that technology is the second key. How can technology work?
Technological progress has been made on many fronts. For example, one breakthrough has been the development of a new manufacturing process that uses a kind of chemical substance to help remove ink from paper in more energy-efficient and environmentally safe methods. So, government agencies need to step up their support for companies involved in recycling by providing tax incentives, low-cost loans, or even grants to upgrade equipment and encourage further research.
What exactly is the third key?
Yes, the third key is to increase demand for the growing surplus of resources waiting to be recycled. This problem has appeared in various regions of the world where the technology to process the used materials lags far behind the amount being collected for recycling. There may be a great outpouring of support, yet the great stumbling block to implementing this would be a commercial enterprise's lack of interest in using recycled goods, especially when the cost exceeds those of virgin materials.